Everybody stand up. There's a scripture that says, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. Can we read it? 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. This is a description of Satan, the adversary. Let it be our watch scripture for today. It said, be sober. Be what? Vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. I read it again. Be sober. Be vigilant. Be sober. Be vigilant. Be sober here is an estate of care. It's a calm disposition. You're calm, set to relax, be sober. Then he said, be vigilant. That is what the Lord Jesus said, watch and pray. Apostle Paul said, pray without ceasing. Now, how do you get vigilant? Watch the revelations God gives you. Don't close over them. Don't ignore them. Take every revelation seriously, especially when you are in expectation. Either you are in expectation or you receive a breakthrough. He never gives up. Don't think you have gotten what you want. Therefore, he will leave you. Sometimes that is when he devises another means of making sure you don't enjoy that thing. Oh, that is the truth. You get it finished, you fall sick. So how will you enjoy the breakthrough? So be vigilant here is watch activities around you. Watch your dreams. Watch your spiritual life. And be prayerful. Be prayerful. He is always going up and down, seeking whom he may devour. That is his job. And it will continue like that. And if the devil is not after you, it is because he has finished with you. He has gotten you. Every child of God, Satan is after you. Watch, some people, your body tells you, like people who take drugs, maintain drugs. That is how Satan works too. You see how devil does it? You won't know that he's working to finish you. Everything is going until he will strike power. The only way to counter is watch and pray. Pray without ceasing. That is the reason why we are here every Thursday in the morning. Don't wait until there is trouble before you run to come. Come and check yourself. I think everyone, especially those of us who are growing in age, we are told every year, go regularly for medical checkup. Medical checkup. We Christians, don't wait until there is a problem before you come for breakthrough anointing. Especially those of us that know we are surrounded by enemies. Especially those of us that know we are struggling with making it. Especially those of you who are in business with competitors and unbelievers around you. Don't sit down. Don't take things for granted. Come here. You see, this simple action of passing through here sustains whatever you are doing. God answers prayers. This pronouncement we make over you, we are the words that we speak, their spirit and their life. God honors it. Stand up now, everybody. Take this prayer point. Any evil hand holding or struggling with my expectation, what do you want God to do to that hand? Open your hand now, open your mouth now, and break that hand. Break that hand with all anger. Any evil hand trying to struggle with my expectation, whatever is the expectation, is it the marriage, your business, your employment, your visa, your passport, your document, whatever it is.
Jesus' name we pray.